The Los Angeles Lakers' annual run to the NBA Finals has been almost as routine as cosmetic surgery in Hollywood, but the Oklahoma City Thunder may be developing into serious Western Conference challengers. The Thunder, anchored by the NBA's defending scoring champion and a group of young, promising players, is giving OKC fans something to cheer about, as Only a Game's Greg Eklin reports.
Oklahoma City has had to pull itself together many times over the years. From the Murrah Building bombing to devastating tornadoes and a crippling economy, the city has met many challenges. The Oklahoma City Thunder, including its 33-year-old general manager, Sam Presti, preaches the mantra, rise together.
The way we want to build our organization and the values that we share as a business and a team run parallel with those of the city. And, when we first arrived here, that was one of the first things that dawned on us.
Presti patterns an unselfish team with the work ethic like the Thunder's fans in Oklahoma City.
I think there's great fiber in Oklahoma City. You know, the resiliency of the people here, the selflessness of the community, and the willingness to continue to help each other and pick each other up, the optimism of the city, the continued growth and the rise that the city is experiencing, and just a genuine work ethic that is found within the people that live here.
At the end of last season, the Thunder were the youngest team in the NBA at an average of 25 years and 42 days, yet the team improved to 50-32 after a terrible 23-59 season, good for the eighth biggest turnaround in NBA history. They stubbornly gave the Los Angeles Lakers problems in the opening round of the playoffs, with the best-of-seven series tied 2-2 before the Lakers clinched it in six games. For a team with higher expectations this year, the Thunder are off to a shaky start, but Coach Scott Brooks has a different sense about this year's team.
Well, a year ago I knew that we had to keep getting better. I didn't know if we were going to end up being a good team. I just know that the guys were working hard and improving every day during the summer and in training camp. This year I know we have a good team.
The Thunder are led by Kevin Durant, who at 21 became the youngest player in NBA history to win a scoring title. While the league was abuzz last summer about LeBron James choosing to leave Cleveland for the money in Miami, Durant quietly signed a five-year extension with the Thunder. Darnell Mayberry, the Thunder beat writer for the Daily Oklahoman, says the decision fits his profile.
That's the thing. He said he wants to be here in Oklahoma City, and he proved it by signing a five-year deal, the maximum amount of years that he could sign for, and he's committed to this community.
Last summer, Durant and Thunder teammate Russell Westbrook led the U.S. team to its first world championship in 16 years. But after the championships, Durant hardly took any time off to rest. So it has Brooks thinking about his minutes played this season.
You know, I think about that, you know, throughout the game, but I don't let that as the sole factor on how I coach Kevin or the other guys. The game dictates the minutes.
Because of early season injuries, Durant has spent more time on the floor than what Brooks prefers. And with opponents paying more attention to Durant, he's been forced to work harder for his points. He's averaging almost 30 points per game, but his turnovers are up. Before a recent home game at the downtown Ford Center, Durant said all the fuss about his minutes is overblown.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm just playing the game. You know, I like to play as much as I can and help this team win. You know, I'm just trying to get better, man. That's all I'm trying to do.
Outside the Ford Center, a full window sign is visible that says Oklahoma City is a brotherhood. That's how the Thunder team sees itself. And Philadelphia 76ers coach Doug Collins says the word has circulated around the league.
My son was one of the assistant coaches on that team, and he spent it with him this summer. Those three players had. They would get up in the morning, they would have breakfast, they would practice, they would go back to the hotel, they would work out, they would lift weights, they would have lunch, they would go back to the gym that night. And so they've developed incredible chemistry.
The Thunder played to almost 99% capacity crowds at the Ford Center last season and have started strong at the gate again. But the home crowd has already witnessed early season losses to Utah, Boston, and San Antonio. What they'd really like is another crack at the Lakers in the playoffs, and Brooks says they might get it.
Lakers, you know, they're defending champs. They've been to the finals, you know, 3 years in a row. They have as much talent as any team in basketball. We have to continue, the league will continue to find ways to beat them, and right now, they're winning.
for Only a Game. I'm Greg Eklund in Oklahoma City.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Mary Jane Murphy, a.k.a. Tiger, was honored at the Oaklawn Park District in Illinois this week for her exceptional tennis career. She's played doubles twice a week for the past 30 years at the Oaklawn Racquet Club outside Chicago, where she is a charter member. Tiger Murphy has taught fellow members foolish enough to take her on to respect her overhead smash and the variety of spins she puts on the ball. When the mother of 10 and grandmother of 30 was recently accused of being unnecessarily aggressive, Tiger Murphy, who is 90 years old, acknowledged that she likes to win.